Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to the Prinzing Show. We do this show every Wednesday, Mountain Standard Time, from 4 to 4:30. I'm in Superior, Colorado, which I am a Superior alternative healthcare practitioner, only because I live in Superior. And welcome once again. It's Wednesday here in Colorado, and it's been raining, and we're all tired of the rain. I've lived here all of my life, and I've never, ever seen rain like this. And I think they say, apparently it's everywhere, too, is a segue of that, but apparently they say we have broken a record since, like, 1902 with our weather here. Again, it's the Prinzing Show. My name is Marlene Prinzing. It's P, like Peter Pan, R-I-N-Z, like zebra, I-N-G. It's not the Printing Show. We're not selling newspapers or making postcards. I'm your host today and every Wednesday here at Blog Talk Radio. And the Printing Show promotes your best market niche while we make up excuses to spread good news every time we get a chance. So I'm hoping that this show becomes sort of the antithesis of other news shows, in that we do have good news. We do try to help people, and we want to make excuses to find good news. If we don't have any, we'll just make some up. And for those of you who don't know, I have been in the healing business myself for 25 years. I am an old person on the planet, old soul and old person. I am a physical and mental rehabilitation expert, and I'm the inventor of the Prinzing Method, theprinzingmethod.com. You can look me up. That name, the Prinzing Method, is, of course, my last name, if you've caught on to that. And it is a registered trademark with the state of Colorado, so no one else can take it. The only other person who might be able to take it is my uncle, who is a doctor in Denver, Colorado, with the same last name. But other than that, I'm free. No one's going to take it. And we have guests here most of the time every week on Wednesdays that have a tendency to have light attract light, where we're all healers, we're all helping people, and we try to spread good news, like I said. So without further ado, I am going to introduce my guest and tell you a little bit about him. His name is Paul Martin, and he's a very, very interesting gentleman. He calls himself, and as do others, I assume, he is an interspecies communicator. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that, and then he will also tell you a little bit about that. Apparently, he has the ability. Segue of this, I have segues today, makes me think of druids and I don't know what you call it, the druids, where the trees speak, you know, or you speak to the trees. So Paul apparently has had an ability since he can remember to talk to animals and plants and people and be kind of a communicator or intercommunicator, so to speak. So, at any rate, he is not in my area, not in Colorado, but he can do this long distance. So anyone that needs help, of course, doing animal communicating can contact us here at the Prinzing Method, prinzingmethod.com. And I'm going to make a few connections between the Prinzing Method and Paul and what he does. Again, we both are healers, and we kind of both work on a somatic level. We both, as opposed to talking, perhaps we get messages on a different level in a different way, both from energy as well as sensing, using different senses. I just made a funny there, that we don't use all of our senses. We've been told this, and we know this for many a time, that we use perhaps half our brain and not all the capacity that we can. So I would say that we both have an ability to, communicate is a good word. We both have an ability to connect with and communicate with people and animals at and on a different level. And I kind of wish it wasn't a different level. I wish it was the norm level, perhaps in other countries. It might be when languages are not as important, and maybe culture and community becomes more important, and so the tribe, so to speak, of the people or the community or culture have gifts like this. But I think both Paul and myself are kind of come into this world and have these gifts and question them and wondering what they are. And of course, I think there's times where we all embrace them in a sense, and then other times that they become a pain in the you know what. I sometimes often wish that I was dull and boring and without feeling so many senses, because it is both, as we will talk about, it's both a curse and a gift at the same time. But we need to learn how to use it as a gift as often as we possibly can. So some more correlations between the Prinzing Method and other guests on this show is that we have over time accidentally followed sort of the unconscious patterns and writings of The Secret. And I think a lot of people know about The Secret. Its premise is old. However, the title of the book was catchy enough to get people to read it. And it has a theory, I would say, that is borderline law of physics kind of theory, that like attracts like. And so what's happening on this show here, The Prinzing Show, is as we are looking for excuses to spread good news, looking for places and people and things and how to help others and do things opposite of what I think is the world is sort of turning into, then the show here just kind of grows in that regard. So again, for my business and how I am helping people, I do both as does Paul. I do both long distance and local. So locally, I can sort of get a hands-on treatment with people here in my home office in Superior, Colorado, and help them from a physical and mental standpoint. And I've done, like I said, I've done that for 25 years. But then I can also do this long distance, and I have on my website and some other places like LinkedIn and other locations that I am offering a 15-minute free intuitive healing session over the phone, so people can get an idea of how I work with others and how I can help and how possibly I might be able to see or sense something that even the person themselves may not be able to. I had a client once who, not just one client actually, but she reminds me of when this first happened, when I was teaching yoga in groups and helping people with movement and movement education. And she was a nurse, so she was well aware of body, and said to me that she was convinced that I knew her body and her needs better than she did. So that's sometimes true, I think, not just with me, but with other people. Sometimes we get in our own way in finding out what it is that we might need. So it looks as though Paul is busy today. He looks like he has just phoned into the Blog Talk Radio here, and he's busy speaking with a horse today and helping a horse through some things, I guess, with the owner and the horse, as far as it's very similar to like dogs or pets of how we do that. So he may not be joining us, but we'll see. We'll see how his healing goes and his communication goes. So we will continue to give information on Blog Talk Radio about the Prinzing Method. We will also continue to invite people to call in to the show if they would like to ask me any questions. And that number, again, direct to Blog Talk Radio, and there's no there's no need for a code or anything. You can just call right in, and you need, of course, to call in during the time that we're live, which is 4 to 4:30 on Wednesdays, and the number is 347-857-1742, and that's the call-in number for Blog Talk. And again, it's got to be Mountain Standard Time, so make sure you call in during that time. It looks like we might have a guest here. Let's see if Paul is here. Hello there, Paul. Are you here?
I am here, and I so apologize. My understanding was that you were going to be calling me, so I was patiently waiting here. Anyway, here I am.
Oh, well, that we can start off right at that segue about the fact that you are a communicator and that you and I had a miscommunication.
Sometimes that
right?
happens.
That happens sometimes, and I was just talking about that as I was introducing you and the show, that I have people on the show that are helping people, that are interested in communicating, and how funny and ironic sometimes when either technology or otherwise gets a little funny. So I'm going to use that as a wonderful metaphor to ask you if you've had that happen before with communicating with other species or people or plants or animals, where perhaps you got information that looked like it was one thing and then later turned out to be something else.
I can't really say that. I think in all honesty, the communication I've had, sometimes it might be puzzling, is when I would get information from an ancestor or even an animal that has passed. And they would give me information that I would not know what that meant, you know. And so I would pass it along anyway, because I won't make any judgment about it. And usually,
right.
Then when I would get a response from whoever I was connecting with, then they put those pieces together.
Yeah. So can you give me an example of that, of like what message you got from whatever or whomever it might have been, and then what the message was, I would be interested in, I think the listeners would be as well.
Well, there have been several messages. One time, which is an unfortunate event, was about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, there was quite a storm in Texas. And a lady called me, and from a small town, and there were missing horses. After several days of these storms, so they asked me if I would track them down, which I did. And I followed them when they went on this particular island that I could see in my mind's eye. And
mm-hmm.
So I gave them some location. So they didn't find that island until the next day. And what happened was the island, all the horses ended up dying because that spot of land that I saw wasn't an island at all. It was surrounded by water that kept rising, and they didn't get there in time to rescue the horses. So in one sense, yes, I saw them, but the other hand, it didn't make me very, very happy in the condition that they were. Other times I've had messages that sometimes were coded, and recently I had a lady call from one of the northern states, and she had been on visiting quite a number of months ago, 6-7 months ago, in Oklahoma, and during a major storm, thunderstorm, the dog got scared that she had and ran away. And so she had contacted a number of people, but no one could find this dog, and she heard about me and called me. And then I got some interesting information. I got the name of the people where her dog was and where he was out in the farm in the country somewhere. And anyway, so when I sent that information back, it was like, this had to be weird. because the dog was a small dog, was a pet of hers, and it was an indoor dog, and everything that I was giving to her was the exact opposite. The people that he was with kept him outdoors, and he was with the animals and what have you. And so I said that to her, and so she scratched her head and said, well, it didn't sound like it was her dog at all, but she ends up tracing it down, and it was her dog.
Oh, wow, that's a good story.
She had lost it 6 months ago, and here it was, showed up. And so that was kind of interesting. So that's an event that sometimes happens. And trying to find a lost animal is quite difficult. It can be tedious. And
yeah.
Sometimes other events will come in time in terms of people socialize, that a message will come through that is, once a person understands it, it's quite clear, but at first it's very puzzling because emotionally we don't want to hear that message.
Sure.
You know, something that needs to take place with us. So that's been my experience in that regard. The other sometimes is like someone's guardian angel or sometimes Archangel Michael seems to come to a lot of people, will give a message. And sometimes that is coded also because it may be referring to things in nature or what have you. And the person has to take a while to study it and realize, oh, here's some steps that's important for me to take. And the thing about what I call angel speak is, you know, we all want a direct message. You know, go do this, count 3 times, and here will be whatever you need to do. And
okay,
the angels don't always speak that way. I mean, we'll get hunches by ourselves sometimes, and we look back on it and say, oh, I had a hunch to go here or do this, and I didn't follow it. Those kind of things happen. But So the angels sometimes will sort of speak in a code, and we have to pull back and say, okay, what does this mean?
What does that mean? Right. So when did you first realize you could do this or were doing it, as far as how old?
Well, I think when I look back at it, I didn't realize all that I had, but since I was a very young child, I could do it. My father was a man, I grew up in Northern Maine, and my father's, as a young child on his farm, was sent to be a lumberjack, like when he was 11 years old or something. But he had this ability to stop blood. And so anytime there was a serious accident, you know, anywhere in the forest, they always sent the team of horses out for my dad, and he would take care of it. And I didn't realize that till one time my sister was 4 years younger than me, had a very serious nosebleed, and whenever she had that, my dad wasn't around. But one Sunday morning, he happened to be around, and my mom said to him, you know, what was going on, and he immediately got up, and about 2 minutes later, my sister comes out of the bathroom with like she had swallowed a horse or something with a smile on her face, and she's never had a nosebleed to this day, that was about 50 years ago. So then when I was in high school, I remember sort of toying with some of my classmates because I would tell them what they had to eat for breakfast. And they would sometimes get annoyed with me, like, what are you doing? What do you know? And then I kind of dropped that after a while because that didn't seem to make me very popular. So,
right.
So I was amazed that I could do that. And the big turning point came, 2 events happened. When I was married when I was 30 years old, and my wife and I lived in this apartment in Ohio. And on the second floor is where we bedded down, and that room didn't have any windows in it or anything. We had like a water bed that we slept on. And about 3 o'clock one morning, the entire room lit up. And so we just grabbed each other's hands like, what's going on? And soon after that, I could hear the angel speaking to me, and my wife could only hear a buzzing, but I levitated about two-thirds of the room, horizontally, straight up the room, and I was asked to serve, and I said, what do? Where do I go to school? And there were two angels together there, and they said, not to be concerned. We'll teach you everything you need to know.
Oh.
So after that, it was a miracle. There were several miracles that happened that kind of shocked me. One was a lady who was having an extreme difficult time, prior to giving birth to her child. And so I happened to come across her, and she was telling me that, so I gave her a message. And all of a sudden, the doctors are never going to agree with you. They already told me that. She says, I'm set up that most likely we'll go in early and I'll lose this child. So I told her, I said, well, that's not going to happen. And she ended up giving birth to just a beautiful, healthy boy, still around today, beautiful young man.
Oh, so, wonderful.
Some of those instances occurred. There was a number of events that happened. However, I think the big thing for me was we had given birth at the time to three sons, so they were like not yet in high school, and we started adopting special needs children, and we had adopted eight special needs children, all of them different, all very serious, several of them since passed. But one of the things that happened in looking after these children, I took one of the children who was 7 years old at the time, going on eight, to a hospital for a checkup, and the doctor turned around and looked at me. Now, she was mentally retarded and also autistic, so she was in serious shape as far as her disability goes. So the doctor turns around and looks at me and says, gee, should I increase her medicine or should I leave it the way it is? So I reacted like, you're asking me? I'm not a medical doctor. How could I know? Well,
yeah.
As I was driving home, then I realized also, how could he know unless he did a blood test or something? He had no way to communicate with her. So So the hospital was about 40 minutes away from my house at the time. So when I arrived home, I had this large... I had purchased an apple barn where they sorted apples and everything in Connecticut, and I made that converted into a home. So I had this huge room where wheelchairs could go back and forth, what have you. So I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to speak with Candy. The daughter's name is Candy.
Okay.
She said, well, what are you talking about? I said, no one can communicate with Candy. And I'm going to tell you what it is. So I told her, I'm going to speak with her with my mind, and I'm going to ask her to give me a sign that she can hear me. Now, usually, autistic children are usually playing in the window where there's light, and they might play with the string for hours, that sort of thing. So I told my wife to stand in one doorway, and I stood in the other, and I just said to the child, I said, if you can hear me, let me know in some way. And I told my wife exactly the words I was going to use, but I sent her a picture in my mind. Within seconds, she stopped what she was doing, turned around, located me in the room, and raised her hand up and laughed for about 2-3 minutes.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Then turned around and back and did what she did. That told me that's it. I really can communicate. And from that day on, I stayed with my family. There was a few people that got to know about it, but it wasn't until really about, I'm trying to think, about 10 years after that, that I started doing it more. And I'm trying to think now, 1996, I came home from a walk, and Archangel Michael came before me and told me to write a book. And so I laughed. I said, what, are you kidding me? How am I going to do this? He says, don't worry about it. He says, and that was a Monday morning. I remember it exactly. And how I knew to go to the angel, I was tearing up some tile on my floor, and I began to shake like I could never believe. And so I stopped, and the vibration stopped. When I started again, they brought it up again, so I put it down, and his voice told me to go sit down, and that's what he told me, to write this book. So that was on a Monday, and he said, by Friday, the book will be done. So this ought to be interesting. Well, he spoke to me for about an hour each of those days. I wrote everything down, and sure enough, by Friday, that was it. And since then, in fact, I hope to have the book published this year, because for a few years I didn't know what to do with it. Then I realized what it was. There were five steps, five keys for an individual to come into abundance and peace. So how they could evolve to a full place of aliveness. And so I put those steps, and now I use that as one of the processes I use with people. I have a process that someone can work with me for, they work with me usually a year or a year and a half, and every month we're speaking at least twice a month, and it's phenomenal. It's amazing how their life completely changes following these steps. So,
well, we need that.
Beautiful. Thank you. It is really, it was really quite an amazing thing. However, when I think back of when I said to the angels, you know, how am I going to, I'll go anywhere. Tell me to go to school. I'll teach you everything you need to know. What I realized that my training really came as I taught other people. So I was learning right along with other folks. And so now it's been refined. Well, it's still growing. You never stop growing. That's where I've gone. As far as the animals go, I had this doctor that, a naturopathic doctor in Connecticut that I would frequent, and so one night she called me and I went over to visit her house and she says, do you talk to animals? And I said to her, well, I talked to quite a number of species, to this point I wouldn't consider myself an animal whisperer. She invited me in her house. She had five beagles, and they all for like 3 weeks couldn't settle down, and they were like fighting with each other. They couldn't manage them, and they were shocked. So I said, okay, I'll sit down here. I'm going to talk to them. Well, make a long story short, what happened? They told me that the mother had passed away. The mother beagle of all these beagles had passed away, and then they couldn't decide who was going to be the alpha dog.
Oh, right.
And the oldest male beagle had a lot of fear, and two of the other beagles that seemed to be bigger than him said, we're not listening to him. So I had a conversation. We had an agreement. We settled him down, and I went home. I never thought any more about it. And about 2 weeks after that, the doctor happened to come across my wife, and she said, did Paul tell you he came and spoke to the dogs? And Bob, he said something that he dropped by, but that was all I heard. She says, well, she spoke to him. She said, after he left, when he went to bed, the five beagles got gathered in a circle at the bottom of our bed on the floor, and just all their paws touched like it was a circle. And they went to sleep and says they've been completely at peace since.
Wonderful. We're running out of radio time, so I want to say thank you. And I'm going to use the last 30 seconds just to give the listeners information so they can get in contact with you, Paul. So thank you once again for joining me at the Prinzing Show. Okay, so that was Paul, and I want to give the listeners his contact information. It's www.fourthpower.com, and we'll have to do another show with him to determine what the fourth is. It's probably forthcoming, but it's fourth, F-O-R-T-H, power.com, to get a hold of Paul. So I'm glad he finally got to us, and I knew he was going to talk about horses, and that was my psychic moment for the day. So thanks again for joining us at the Prinzing Show, and tune in again for next Wednesday. Look for us on Facebook. It's streamed on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks again, and till next week. Bye.
Here's Anna. You gonna come up for the radio show?
The radio show. We love a radio show. Especially when big guests don't show up. That's the best.